Welcome to the new calendar year, and welcome to Checkoff Chat. Back again with us in 2020. It's a message about your beef checkoff dollars at work for you. Research, education, and promotion. And remember, it's brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars, and Equity Cooperative Livestock. Remember, Equity is Wisconsin's largest livestock marketing cooperative. They provide quality services at all of their 13 locations. Find out more online, equitycoop.com, for any and all of your livestock marketing needs. We appreciate their support. In studio with us today is the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, and that is Tammy Vossen. Now that we're into the new calendar year, Tammy, it's going to be an onslaught of meetings, but I think it's interesting. We've been talking really for the past couple of weeks what consumers really understand about beef production today, what they get in beef versus a plant-based protein, which is the rage all of a sudden. Not only Wisconsin Beef Council, but also National Cattlemen's Beef Association is really focused in on not just what consumers hear on the radio, television, social media, but what they understand, how those messages resonate with them.
Right. And so what we recognize that we've had a huge number of our farmers that have gone through the Beef Quality Assurance Program here in the last year or so to help them meet those marketing requirements on the other end of the table. With some of those packers who are putting those requirements in place. But what we thought, because we now have 85% of the beef produced in the U.S. today is actually certified through the Beef Quality Assurance Program. So the idea kind of came about that perhaps we should do some message testing with our consumers nationally to see if sharing information about BQA and how our farmers have this solid platform of an education and certification program in place would better help our consumers understand how we're raising the product, as well as, you know, raise their overall confidence in the safety and how beef is raised today. So in some of that pre-research that NCBA did on that national level, of course, they found that only 24% of consumers really have a good, solid understanding of how beef is produced. And a majority of consumers actually feel that our beef cattle are primarily raised in confinement today. So we have got a huge story to tell to do some better education about what we are doing on our farms.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. So did they go so far as to talk about some of the advertising slogans or maybe some of the slogans or phrases that we use in the grocery store? You know, there has been a big effort, not just in Wisconsin, but nationally, to make sure consumers truly understand what they're buying when they go to the grocery store. Tell me a little bit more about the questions or the probing that National Cattlemen's Beef did with those consumers.
Right. So they asked them if consumers do consider how their beef is raised when they are making those purchasing decisions at the grocery store. And almost 50% of consumers say that they always or often consider beef production and how it is being raised on our farms today when they're making those dinner choices. So as a result of all of that background research and knowing that we've got the majority of our beef that is being produced under the BQA certification program today, NCBA actually launched a national consumer outreach and advertising program so that we could share that platform and share some of the facts about production, about our sustainability. And in that pre-research, and they were testing some of the messaging, they actually found that consumers who heard that message had more confidence in the safety of the beef that they were purchasing at the grocery store, as well as animal welfare practices. So it really raised their overall awareness and confidence in their product. So the advertising program, they worked through the platforms of Hulu, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And these were some preliminary numbers, but through video shares and then some of the social posts, they had over 6 million views of the videos that were posted out there. And also through the Spotify ads, over 3 million listens to that particular ad. So Early on, results showed that nearly 23 million impressions were made as a result of this advertising program. So we'll continue to work on programs like that to educate our consumers about how our farmers are raising beef. Here in Wisconsin, we, of course, do our Behind the Beef stories that are posted on our website, showcasing our Wisconsin beef and dairy farmers and some of the practices that they're using on their farms. And then we also continue to do our on-farm, farm-to-table tours with dietitians and culinary students and other influencers that are out there to tell that production story.
Well, and how many times have we lived this, Tammy, where we have people that have crazy questions because they don't know? And one simple conversation, it doesn't even have to go so far as a tour or anything like that. It may be a face-to-face exchange with a beef producer, and suddenly everything's cleared up. It's just a matter of sharing our messages with those consumers in an easily understood way.
Absolutely. And, you know, it can be as simple. Even folks in our local communities have got questions about how we are raising beef. So whether you're sitting in the church pew or in a gymnasium watching an athletic event, share your story and just try to come up with some of those opportunities where you can create conversation about, you know, when it's really cold out here in January, we're out there checking those cows as they're calving through the night. We also have got an advocacy training program that's available online. It's called Masters of Beef Advocacy. You can Google that, and it's a simple online platform that, you know, it shares with you information about how to talk to our consumers. We don't, of course, want to be combative. We want to understand what their values are and really what their questions are. So it's a great program to be able to help you share your story.
Well, and it's not real complicated. As you said, aside from the online platform being pretty easy to access, in many regards, it is not difficult to diffuse questions, concerns that consumers have. They just don't have a reliable source they can lean on. Farmers still, last time I checked, one of the most reliable sources for the exchange of this kind of information.
That's definitely true. And as we hear, you know, some of these sustainability concerns that are also coming up today, and as consumers are thinking that, you know, beef cattle are contributing to climate change, that makes it ever more important for us to be telling that story about how cows are eating products that we as humans cannot digest, and they're upcycling that into a high-quality source of protein for our consumers today.
And this topic is, as Tammy pointed out, this is so critical right now to make sure you're sharing your story, because remember, we have seen the competitive plant proteins come into the marketplace in a big way. And granted, you may say, well, that's just a fad. Well, you know what? It's displacing product in the marketplace that you're producing right now. So make sure that you're sharing your story. Speaking of sharing, we will have more beef quality assurance trainings coming up in 2020, huh?
There are. Our partners with UW Extension have got a number of meetings planned here during the month of January. I know that they've got locations or meetings coming up in Baraboo, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Blair. So certainly check those out. You can find that information on our website at beeftips.com. We've got a little icon called Cattleman's Corner. So if you click on the Cattleman's Corner, you'll see information for beef quality assurance, and that will guide you to those in-person meeting dates that you can attend and get certified in BQA.
If you've never sampled beeftips.com, I just got to tell you, it is a slick-looking website. You can find out, as she said, about Behind the Beef, those farmers that you see in your community, those beef producers, dairy producers all across the state of Wisconsin that are producing the quality product. There's, of course, fantastic recipes there. There are blogs to keep you up to date on different things that they're doing as an industry. So please, beeftips.com or Wisconsin Cattlemen on Facebook and other social media streams can get you connected. Tammy Vossen in studio with us for our inaugural Checkoff Chat for 2020. And of course, it's brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. Remember, it's all about research, promotion, and education when it comes to the Beef Council. And also our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock. Remember, they are the largest livestock marketing cooperative we've got. 13 different locations all across the state of Wisconsin and one in Iowa as well. And all of them providing you top quality services when it comes to marketing all of your livestock. Take a look at them online, equitycoop.com. And that is Checkoff Chat.